Here with me, I have the president and CEO of the U.S. Grains Council, Tom Doerr. And Tom, great to talk to you. And we want to focus on an upcoming program that you all are putting on in Chicago called Export Exchange 2010. Give me a little bit of an overview of what the Grains Council is doing here.
Sure, Chuck. It's good to talk to you again. And we're very excited about the Export Exchange. What this is a continuation or a follow-up, if you may, of a series of programs focused on international market development for DDGs, distillers dried grains with solubles, that began about 4 years ago. We conduct and hold these meetings about every other year, and it gives us an opportunity to bring together our foreign buyers as well as domestic producers of DDGs, so that everyone can make connections, have a better understanding of the product, how to use a product, and all the issues involved with developing a new international market. This year, for the first time, we are very fortunate that we have a co-sponsorship of this event with the Renewable Fuels Association, RFA. Bob Dineen and his group have graciously committed to co-sponsoring this, along with the Iowa Corn Growers and our Corn Promotion Association. And then we've got a number of smaller partners such as POET and others that are engaged in this. The other thing that is a little bit different this year, because of this clearly emerging new demand for grain internationally, exemplified clearly by DDGS demand into China, we're also going to bring some focus to bear on the coarse grain markets and how they're evolving in an international marketplace. Because of the global economic growth, there is now increased demand for high-quality proteins. That has stimulated this significant growth in DDGS exports, but it's also clearly driving renewed interest in corn in markets like China, throughout Southeast Asia and other areas where the economy is growing. We end up believing that we're going to have approximately 150 international buyers in attendance at this conference, along with probably in excess of 275 to 300 U.S. producers and agribusinesses. So this is going to be an opportunity for 2.5 days in which people can get together, meet with buyers, meet with producers, have an opportunity to listen to nutritionists, analysts, and others more clearly explain the value and how to use and how to access these products.
Well, you mentioned the growth in exports, and of course that's what this is all about. Can you comment on how much that market has grown for DDGS in the last 5 years?
Yeah, we certainly can. Interestingly enough, I think in 2004, the international market for DDGS was minimal. The U.S. Grains Council, working in conjunction and with our partners, the National Corn Growers Association and others involved in this, have pushed this noodle uphill, but it's been an easy uphill shove, if you may, simply because there's been this growing demand for it, and we went from virtually nothing in 2004 to over 6 million tons the end of calendar year 2009, and it's pretty clear that we will be somewhere north of 7 million tons in the international marketplace, perhaps, and this is mere speculation on my part, but I wouldn't be surprised if it was over 7.5 million tons. And when you recognize that that's about a third of every bushel of corn that goes into ethanol production, that means that ethanol and DDGs have essentially, just in the international component, you can directly attribute close to 20 million tons of corn being utilized in that manner.
Well, looking at the program itself and having traveled with the U.S. Grains Council on more than one occasion, I know how important some issues like quality, for example, are. And when we look at the program, you have some speakers or sessions that will focus on things like that, as well as the use of DDGs in specific livestock areas like swine, poultry, aquaculture, and cattle, right?
That is correct. The interesting thing about DDGs is that you don't have carryover inventories. It is a living, breathing product that is considerably different than straight commodity corn. Consequently, you have to move it and move it regularly. And you just simply don't, you're not in a position to calculate carryover. So there are cyclical periods within the year in which the domestic demand grows or it fades. And that's why it's so important that we access these international market opportunities, because it gives us the ability to absorb the quantities that we can't use in the U.S., at least at a particular time. And it's pretty clear from talking to folks within the ethanol industry, and in particular in conversations I've had with Mr. Dineen and his counterparts in other ethanol production groups, they're clearly pointing out that, yes, we are up against the blend wall relative to ethanol blend, but we're up against the feed wall. And there is a point at which you can only absorb so much DDG into the feed market in the U.S., and that's why it's so important that we continually work and work very aggressively at developing these international markets. And that's why, back to your original question, it's important that we have these nutritionists and other market analysts that make it easier to understand for our foreign users how and why and where they can use these products.
Well, that is definitely the specialty of the U.S. Grains Council, and I can vouch for that, like I said, having participated in some of the international trade missions, for example. Well, for those people who may still be thinking about going, any last word of encouragement you might have? And we'll also make a point of saying here that you can get more information like the agenda and how to register at grains.org, your website.
Yeah, you can get it at grains.org. I'm sure you can get it at the Iowa Corn website. I'm sure you can get it at the RFA website. We're going to have an array of speakers that have really intimate knowledge of the industry and how to use it. We're excited about a consultant that we've used very aggressively in Canada by the name of Neil Campbell. But then we've got folks from CHS, folks from POET. We've got a number of analysts out of Kansas State University, from the feed associations, University of Wisconsin, and then some private sector presenters. For example, a nutritionist out of Tyson Foods who's very involved in the poultry side of it. So we think we've got a very broad array of speakers with experience and knowledge in how best to use the product. And we are very excited about the registration level we have. But we still have slots open for people, and we certainly encourage people to consider this as a very beneficial effort.
Well, I am looking forward to participating myself, and in fact, before we were talking, was making some of those travel plans. So that is the President and CEO of the U.S. Grains Council, Tom Doerr, speaking about the upcoming Export Exchange, which will take place at the Hyatt Regency McCormick Place in Chicago, Illinois, on October 6th through the 8th. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.